What a beautiful smile. Today is the day. The day we've been waiting for years. I never thought this day would come for us. But it did. Today we're going to be the parents of two children. A handsome boy and a beautiful girl after 12 years. I never thought this would happen. After 9 months of anticipation, one day when I was at work, Masume called and said, "Come to the hospital." Most of the time when we're waiting for a specific day that we've been making plans for, they don't happen the way we expect them. It's even better. It might happen late or take a long time. It might be difficult. But that day, today, is the best day ever.
Mr. Habibi?
Oh?
Hello?
Hello.
You okay?
Thank you. Sit down.
Vahid says you've been sitting here for a while now. I was worried. Has something happened?
No. Nothing's happened. This time of year, after the exams, you see the hotel is full of kids. They're playing so happily.
Actually, I told Vahid today to pay close attention. The kids were nearly going to break some of the vases in the hotel.
It doesn't matter. They're just kids. Miss Padidar, don't you miss Sara?
Of course I miss her.
I say, it's strange to miss a child you don't have, right? Isn't it strange? We've done everything they've asked us to. I've done every test. They said this is it.
I know. Masume told me everything.
For an hour, I've been racking my brains to think of a way to tell her. Ms. Padidar, it was our last hope.
Mr. Habibi, you shouldn't be sitting here. Let's go inside and I'll call Masumi and tell her myself. I'll even close up and go to her.
Huh? No, I'll tell her somehow. You can go. You go back to work.
Let me tell you something. Never lose hope. There's always hope waiting for us. Shall we? Let's
you go,
go
please. You go.
I'm waiting.
Thank you very much, sir.
Don't say that. It's my duty.
I'm going off to see them today.
Who are you going to see?
The kids.
Oh, well, that's great. Congratulations.
I'm so nervous.
What if they don't accept?
Why shouldn't they? I mean, it has a lot of documents and signing to do and all of that.
Come on. Who could be better than you and your wife? Now tell me, is it a boy or a girl?
We haven't decided yet.
Ah.
I want to have them all.
Well done.
But choosing one between all of them is very difficult.
Yes, I know. You're right. You're right.
I say, how much is left before it's complete?
Well, I think 6 or 7 million is left.
I've asked a few to help out.
Thank you very much. I've asked many as well. You know what the problem is? The problem is we can't remind or force people.
Hmm.
When you say it is the first time, if they want to, that's great. But if they don't, you can't remind or force them to help out yet.
Excuse me.
That's fine.
Oh, it's Masumi. Hello? Hello? No? I'm not at the hotel. I'm with Sayed Razi. Okay.
Masuma says hi. Say hi to her for me.
Razi says hi as well. No. They didn't call me.
Excuse me.
What? I said they haven't called. Well, what did they say?
We can't today. What for?
They don't have the time or they've changed their minds. Okay. Okay.
Don't worry.
I'll call them. I'll go there myself, you know? Okay. I said don't worry. Okay, okay. Goodbye.
What happened, my friend?
They didn't accept us.
Huh? Why didn't they?
They said you're not eligible. They made excuses. They said the documents aren't complete. I don't know.
What incomplete documents? Maybe they had 1x3x4 picture less than needed. No, you don't know what's wrong. Don't worry. God willing, everything will sort itself out.
I hope everything goes well.
God willing. I hope so.
Excuse me.
You're going, son?
If you'll let me.
Oh, so soon? Thanks for coming.
Goodbye.
Take care. Hello? Hello, Mr. Lutfi. I'm Razi. thank you very much. You're too kind. Have I called at a bad time? I'm sorry. I wanted to talk to you about the blood money. Thank you. Thank you very, very much indeed. Yes, they've consented. That poor family had never made a complaint, you know. They knew that their own son was at fault. Yes, Hamid is insisting. Yes. I'll come over. Yes, thank you. Thank you for all your help. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you again. See you.
Did Mr. Habibi leave?
Yes, son.
Grandfather, how much money do we need?
Well, I think about 7 million.
Okay, there's no need to worry about it. We'll get it.
No. All the boy's hope is up to me. His mother's eyes are glued to the door to see when I'll come and say that the blood money's ready. It's been 5 months now.
You've done everything in your power.
Yes. A few of my friends who do good deeds have promised me that, well, that it won't take any longer. But you know what worries me more? I'm worried about the old woman. I'm scared something will happen to her. And she'll never be able to see him again. This is why...
There's no need to worry. We'll get the money. And these are Mr. Moradi's pictures.
Thank you very much, son. Thank you.
If you don't need me, I'll go and help Vahid out.
Go and help.
Excuse me.
Go, son.
Vahid, I'm off.
Are you going to go and take a picture?
No, it's an X-ray.
Oh, take care. I say, Miss Ticket and Mess Reservations, they've gone, right?
What does all this have to do with you?
Oh, no, nothing. Miss Padada, Mr. Habibi's been looking at those photos for 2 or 3 hours now.
Mr. Habibi? I'm leaving now.
Isn't it a bit early for closing up?
I want to go to the hospital.
Is everything okay?
Yes, thank God.
I hope you'll always be okay.
Mr. Habibi, haven't they called you yet?
No, they haven't.
I'm positive it'll all go through well, Mr. Habibi. I mean, for both of them.
You can't imagine how much we love them, even though they're not with us yet. 3 months ago, when they called and said your documents aren't complete, I went there with no hope left in me. But something in my heart told me to stay hopeful. I remembered what you said. Since then, I've been waiting to tell you, don't lose hope. It may take a long time, but it'll be all right. After all these years, and after all those difficulties, you know what we went through?
Yes.
Choosing one of them is very difficult for us. Can you believe it? They say they call in 2 hours' time. We're so nervous. I've completed the documents and done everything. If they accept us, in less than a month, the kids will be in our house. But I don't know why I'm so worried. I don't know what's with me.
You're in a rush, Mr. Habibi. Don't worry too much. They will call.
I don't know. Maybe I want more than my rights. Maybe I'm forcing it to be our fate. Maybe, I don't know, because it took so long, I've lost hope. Or maybe... Maybe I don't deserve to be a father. I don't know what it is.
Mr. Habibi, don't say that. You deserve more than most people. I'll be off now. Excuse me.
Take care.
Look, let me know when they call, okay?
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Don't worry, I will.
Goodbye.
$200 from Haj Amir. $250 from Haj Saleh. How much is that? It's not enough. Even with the amount you say you've gathered up, we'll still need 5 or 6 million.
Oh, God.
Razi, all this money. People won't just help out for nothing.
What did you say? For nothing?
No. I meant that if someone doesn't know the guy, they won't just help out with blood money to someone who they don't know and they've never seen. What, just to bail the guy out?
That boy you're talking about has been working hard in his neighbourhood in this bazaar since he was 6 years old. They know what's happened to him. My dear son, the ones who don't know him have heard his story.
I know, Razzie. I swear I know. You're in an accident. It wasn't your fault. You don't have insurance. You have to pay the blood money, but you don't have money. The family's forgiven him, but you're stubborn and say, I won't come out of prison until the blood money's been paid. Well, it's not logical.
Son, my dear son, Hamid has his own reasons.
Then this calculator must have its own reasons as well. And I told you, I asked everybody that I know. But I was thinking about something, Razzie.
Tell me, son. Tell me.
This poor family didn't want the blood money from day one.
Okay.
Let's go and tell them straight out. This is all we could gather.
What can I say?
And anyway, Hamid doesn't need to know we paid them the whole sum or not. What is Hamid accomplishing by staying in prison? No, really, what is he accomplishing?
How do I know, son? Stop questioning me. I really don't know what to say. You've got the talent. Go in the bazaar and talk to everyone. Maybe you can come up with 2 or 3 million.
Okay,
yes,
will.
Yes, try your
best. I'll call a few right now and let's see what will happen in the end.
Thank you very much, son.
Whatever you
Goodbye.
Say, you're welcome.
Hello, sir.
Hello, ma'am. Welcome. Can I help you?
I want saffron. Very good saffron.
Good saffron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
You're in such a hurry, Mr. Habibi. How are you?
I'm so glad to see you.
What news?
Good news.
Ah.
They called and said they've accepted us.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God. Let's go.
Not today.
When, then?
I'm going to buy a cake now. I'm going tomorrow.
You're buying a cake?
Yes.
I have to buy one as well. You know what? We got the 3 million we needed.
Good. That's great.
The truth is, today, Sajjad said someone came and gave the 3 million, but he made him swear not to tell who he was.
The truth is, Razzie, I wanted to...
Mr. Habibi... Whatever you prayed for, or decided on an offering, or felt sorry for Hamid, whatever you asked for, may God bless you. Yes, my son.
It just came to me. Didn't you say it should just come to you? Well, it did. After the baby's situation, I was worried. My heart was broken and I couldn't calm down at all. When I gave the money, it was as if I put water on fire. Well, today, you know, I'm going to give all of the blood money to Hamid's mother.
Well, did you tell Hamid?
No, not yet. I want everything sorted out, and then I'm going to tell him.
What a day it is today.
Yes, my friend, yes. Before we had this 3 million, we were completely stuck. It's been 5 months now.
Thank God.
Do you see how cute they are?
Very.
Look how they're staring at me.
No, they're looking into the camera. Now that I'm looking at the picture, it's as if they're staring at me. So, do you know what you have to do? You have to go and take some pictures.
You're right.
First, a picture of the two babies.
Uh-huh.
Then, a threesome with the babies and their father. Then, the babies with their mother.
And then a foursome with the babies and their parents. Oh, and in the end, a picture of the babies with their Uncle Vahid.
Stop joking, Vahid. Stop joking.
What is it? It doesn't matter if they call me Uncle, does it?
No, it doesn't
well,
matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Excuse me. Grandfather.
What's happened?
Robbed. They've robbed him? No, I mean, his bag. The money.
Oh, his bag. Oh, no, his bag! The blood money!
It doesn't matter. Let's see how Rezzy is. If you've got pain anywhere, I'll call the doctor.
No, son. No, my friend. I didn't notice him at all. They had nothing to do with me. No.
Sayed, how many were there anyway?
What? Vahid!
Grandfather, let's go to the doctors. Your heart will start aching.
Son, I'm all right. They really didn't do anything to me. They just took the bag. The bag that all the money, all the blood money was in it. The money that people entrusted to me. Hamid was waiting for me. His mother was waiting for me. I was their only hope. Just in a flash. In a flash, someone came and snatched the bag from me and ran. I was in shock. Dumbfounded.
It's not that easy.
Vahid.
It's true. You witnessed the time I went to the bank and the thieves wanted to snatch my bag? I told you all about it. They planned it all out. I'm positive the thieves had Sayed Rezzy under inspection.
Forget about all of that. At least he's fine.
Why
don't worry.
Did I take it? I wish I hadn't told Hamid. I thought everything had sorted itself out. Everything's going smoothly. There's nothing to worry about. But what happened? Why did it happen so suddenly? Why was I so foolish? Oh, why was I so naive? I just held the bag and left.
Grandfather, drink some of this sweetened water. Give you some strength.
God willing, everything's going to be okay.
Oh, son, what am I going to tell them now?
Don't worry. Forget all about it.
What shall I say to Hamid? What am I going to tell his mother? Ah.
Grandfather, this afternoon I'm going to take some pictures. You want to come with me?
No, son, I'm not in the mood.
We haven't gone out to take pictures for a while now. Come.
I have to go and talk to Hamid.
Can you not do that? Let me talk to him. We can do something else. We could call him and tell him what happened. Can't we?
We can. But I have to talk to him myself. I have to tell everybody as well. To all the people who helped out.
Rezzy!
Hello.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Sir, you have to come over there. I mean, there's something. I mean, a young man has come.
If it's about taking pictures, tell Sir John.
No. You have to come now. It's something important. A young man has come. He's brought the bag. The bag. The bag.
Thank you. The truth is, I had lost hope. I never thought that the person who had stolen this bag, by seeing these receipts, that he'd find out about the blood money situation without even touching this money and bringing it back to us. Yes. Sometimes I tell myself, oh, God, what does it have to do with you? Forget it. Let someone else come forward. Let others do the job. Become a guarantor or a mediator. But you need to be fortunate for every deed. And I was fortunate. For people to trust me. Trust me when I promised them. To become their partner in their anticipation and hope. People whom I might not even know. People whose first and foremost hope is God. What am I doing in the middle? I'm a mediator. Today is one of those days. A day when they'll be rewarded for being patient.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم، تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردم. من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.